So great we all get to hang out together.
I know, right?
This is my first camping trip. I'm really excited. I looked on the brochures, and there's a lot of activities that we can do together. I think we should go canoeing, then zip lining, and I heard from Dan that there's going to be a psychedelic rave, so we can go there because he brought a bunch of shrooms. Unless we want to save them and just get drunk, but that really isn't the vibe, you know? And my father's really loves seeing me get wild and crazy. There's also a scavenger hunt and a fishing competition, but I can't do that because I'm allergic to water. Like, when it gets in my nose, I start choking and I find it really hard to breathe. So I think we need to all look at the brochure.
Yeah, we can talk about that in the morning.
Well, we're all up, so we might as well just talk about it now. I can see my bestie over there.
He's tired, aren't you? See? He's going to go to his tent and get some rest. Yeah, you are. I need to talk to you.
What are you? His friend or his brother?
Shut up. He's the reason you three even got invited on this trip. In fact, he's invited you guys on the past three things I've planned, so be grateful and let him sleep.
So who's sleeping in which tent?
Well, I don't know who would want to share with you, but I'm gonna sleep with my bestie, obviously.
I'm not sharing a tent with you, Rachel.
I wasn't talking about you, Dan. You were just our drug mule. I mean the one who invited us, who you just sent to bed.
Fuck off. You're not sleeping in his tent.
Oh, yes I am.
Dude, just let Rachel share a tent with him. She won't let up.
Fine. I'm just gonna go talk to him first.
Mm-hmm. If you think about falling asleep in there, I'll just come in and sleep with you both. Right in between the two of you.
Rachel, why are you like this?
Bitch, shut up. We don't even know your name.
Hey, you all cozy? I can tell that you were getting exhausted out there. You've been social all day. I know that you need time to yourself to recharge. No, I could tell you were tired. You're really bad at gauging your own sleepiness, but I can see it on your face. Your eyelids were heavy, dude. You're trying to stay awake just for them. You really like your friends, don't you? Yeah, obviously that's a dumb question. Oh, yeah, of course I do too. They make everything so colourful. And people like Rachel make me super grateful that you're not annoying. And even if you are, you can't compare to her, so... Dude, I'm just saying, no hate against her. I'm not... not trying to cause any drama. She is a very unique character. But how did you meet her? Wow. I wouldn't expect her to have... Yeah, well, can't judge a book by its cover. And what about Dan? How do you two meet? Oh! Grindr. Cool. Have you two... Okay. And, I don't know their name. The quiet one? The quiet girl? How do you meet them? Oh, you don't remember. Fair. Oh, I'm just thinking. I'm really excited for all the things we're gonna get to do in the future. I've planned some theme parks, a scare maze and an escape room for this month, so we should be able to have a lot of fun together. And, dude, I really want to take things further with us. I know you probably could tell. What do you mean you couldn't? Wow. You really are oblivious at times. No, it really makes me want to just stick by you and keep you safe, because someone with the worst intentions could be right under your nose and you wouldn't know it. Because you're just so happy-go-lucky, I want to say. No, I don't know what that phrase means, but it doesn't matter. Don't you think we'd look great together, though? I mean, everyone would be staring at us. I mean, if you think about it, Rachel has tens of thousands of followers, and all she does is post herself being a clown. Sorry, that was mean. You know what? Forget I said anything. You just get some rest. I'm going to go and vape some weed. No, you cannot come. I got this weed specifically for your friends to show that I like them, you know? And you know that I'm a sativa guy, and my stuff is not going to help you sleep. Listen, I'll be back, okay? I'm gonna go vape some herb. Anyone come in? All right, let's go.
Hey, bestie! Where did everyone go? What? Without me? No way! How long ago did they leave? 5 minutes? I can catch up. Dan walks so anyway. See you later, bestie.
Hey, are you okay? Rachel, I think she's dead. Have you seen the others? This is fucked. This is so fucked up. Have you got your phone on you? Why did you flip? You don't think I did this? Do you? You're gonna go to the car and call for someone. Good idea. I'll stay with Rachel. Shut up! Shut the hell up, you dumb fuck! You fucking piece of shit. Stop fucking moving! You think I'm stupid? Huh? I saw that little flinch. You know I killed that bitch, don't you? Yeah, bet you thought you were pretty smart going back to the car and pretending to get help just to fucking snitch, you little fucking shit. Stop fucking screaming! I said stop fucking screaming. I said, stop! Stop making me hurt you. Am I going to have to choke the fucking life out of you? Huh? You stupid boy. Just stop making noise. Stop making me hurt you. Stop making me fucking hurt you. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's a good boy. Nice and quiet. Good boy. See? And that wasn't so hard, was it? Didn't even stab you that deep. You'll be fine. Just can't have you running away from me. You fucking ruined everything. Fucking. What? Don't play dumb. I saw how you flinched. Don't pretend you couldn't put two and two together. I know you're pretty dumb. I know you're not the smartest. I know that you're flipping dense. You're fucking ignorant, but you're not. You cannot be brain dead. You cannot be that fucking brain dead. Fucking hell, you're worse than Rachel. Why couldn't you just act how you look, huh? Why couldn't you just be cute and quiet? Huh? Was that so hard for you to do? But no. You couldn't just be picture perfect, could you? You had to ruin every single fucking intimate moment I tried creating by inviting your shitty fucking friends. Every fucking time. Every fucking time. But now they're gone. And you don't have to pretend to care. Yes, babe. Yes, babe. Rachel's throat is gone. I stabbed Dan through his fucking smoker lungs. All the annoying parts of your friends are gone. And as for that no-name bitch, well, I'm sure you don't care about what happened to her. But look on the bright side. No. Look at me. I did all of this for you. Don't look at me like I'm a fucking monster. I did this to set you free. And look at you. You're free. You're free of them, and if you just, ugh. No, it's rude, it's so fucking rude. It's rude of you to look at me like that. I can't stand it. I need you to change your facial expression, just a little bit, just, if you could make some fucking effort for once, just stop looking like that. Just fix your face, or I'm gonna cut a smile into your cheeks, okay? Oh, it's ruined. It's all just fucking ruined, isn't it? You'll never see me the same way again. And all of this, everything that I've done, all of this was for nothing. Kept inviting those shitheads like that. Like the twat you are. So, I thought, if they died, if they were murdered, and we were the only survivors, we would be heroes. The couple who survived the massacre. It would have been so romantic. But you just had to get out of your tent. I told you to stay there. I told you were tired. I told you. No. This is ruined. This is so... No, don't lie to me. You're not going to play along. And it doesn't even matter because you don't see me the same. You were supposed to see me as this guy, this perfect guy who loved you and cared about you, who was so caring. Not as this. Because the truth is, I can't even stand this part of me. The fact that this part exists. And when I was with you, this part was just so quiet all the time. But when others were around, it just ruined everything. And you just couldn't let me be a good person. Why couldn't you just let me be a good person? Why the fuck did you have to invite them every single fucking time? It just doesn't make any sense. Just think about how romantic it would have been on the news. You and I in interviews talking to the world about how we were spared. How I was so close to being killed, and I managed to escape. I was going to stab myself. I was going to stab myself to make it really believable. And I still would have carried you out of this forest to safety. And you would have seen me as perfect. But now it's all ruined. And you were so close to being mine. My cute boy. But you just couldn't fucking listen, could you? But I've came this far. I'm at least gonna get something out of you. Strip for me. Don't make me repeat myself. Don't make me fucking repeat myself. You heard what I said. Strip for me. Hurry up, you dumb queer. Good. Nice. Now take off those bottoms. Oh, you look better than I imagined. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you so good. The word
is yes. The word is yes.
Please what? Please fuck you? You want me to rub my cock against your asshole? Is that what you mean? That must be what you mean. That's why you're saying please, isn't it? You're saying please because you want me to fuck you, right? That's exactly what you're getting, because I know what you want. Yeah, I'm putting it in. I know you've wanted me inside of you. And you're getting exactly what you want. Exactly what you fucking wanted all this fucking time. Yeah. It's okay. This is happening. You can beg for me to stop what you like. You're nothing but a hole to me now. Yeah. And since you've ruined everything. Since you've ruined everything. I'm gonna kill you. I'm going to kill you once I've bred your cunt. That's it. That's a good boy. That's a very, very good boy. Cry for me. Yeah. Fucking cry for me. It's really sad this had to happen. And it's all your fucking fault. I tried to protect you. I tried to protect you, baby. I tried to protect you so much. You were fucking stupid. Went out wandering after hearing your fucking bitch of a friend scream. Who does that? Who investigates a scream in the fucking woods? Dumb fuck. And now you're going to join her after I've seeded your hole. And it's a shame. Because you're so good at taking dick. And you're so cute. Fuck. I'm gonna slap that fucking ass of yours, because I'm never gonna get to fucking do this again. Fuck, why did you have to make me fucking kill you? Why did you have to make this happen? Answer me. Because after I've fucking fucked you, I have to get rid of you. I have to kill you. Let me put it back in. I feel so close to you. Oh, baby. No, I can't. Can't let you live. You feel so good, but you've fucking ruined my plans. should have listened. Should have listened. You should have fucking listened. Should have been a good boy. Should have been a fucking good boy and listened. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You don't seem to realize that you're already a corpse. We're supposed to be equals. We can't be now because you'll always, always be afraid of me. Dude, I'm balls deep in your ass, against your will. You're too weak to fight me off. We aren't equals anymore. You're pretty much just a noisy fleshlight. A good one, very good one, but still. Let me kiss you. No, stop fucking struggling. Be a good sex doll. Be a very good sex doll for me. And keep the fuck still. I have no problem slitting your throat and fucking you during and after your death. Good. Thank you. Thank you for keeping still for me. Oh, it feels so good. I don't want to kill you. I fucking love you. I love you so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No. Wait. A bit of blood. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I stabbed you. I'm sorry I tackled you. I'm sorry for all of this. I'm really, really sorry. You feel so good. I don't really fucking love you, but I can't trust you. Fuck. I fucking love you. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. Take my fucking dick. Take my dick. You're such a good boy, but you're so fucking stupid. Fucking take it. Fuck. I'm coming. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, look at your ass. Your perfect ass just dripping. Like, come, I'm going to finger you just a little bit. Your hole is so beautiful. Your hole is so perfect. You're so perfect. You're so perfect, dude. Look at me. Look at me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about all of this. You were just as I expected. You were exactly how I expected. No, I can't. We won't be able to go back to the way things were. So there's no way I can let you live. There's no way I can let you live. But you're the only person I've ever loved, and I can't bring myself to kill you. I just can't do it. I was thinking about just taking the car and your phone because I doubt anyone will come across you before you dehydrate. Well, maybe if you're lucky, an animal will finish you off, but I don't know. I wanted to be dramatic and walk away and say that I could have loved you. That I could have loved you. But that's not true. Because I do love you. And my feelings haven't changed. And I don't think my heart can handle losing you. My heart can't handle it. And I'm not going to do it. So, I know you want to live, and I want to live as well. So, I'm going to do what it takes to keep you, okay? And even now when you're looking at me, I can tell that there's still love in your eyes. I can tell you're not going to betray me. I can tell. I can tell with those beautiful eyes of yours. Gorgeous, handsome face. Oh, let me kiss you. I'm going to kiss your wounds as well. Even your blood tastes perfect. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. No, listen, you, give me your hand. Listen, you are mine. I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you here to die. Maybe I could die with you. That would be romantic, right? No, you deserve to live. You deserve to live and be pampered and be happy. And I planned all of those things, remember? So I can't kill you. Can't do that. Plan A. Baby. We were having sex in the woods. And we heard Rachel scream. And we ran over and saw all of our friends dead. You got attacked, and I jumped up to protect you. There was a really big, scary man. And he wanted to kill us all. And he was about to kill you. But I protected you. And I fought him off, but as I was fighting him, he... Just under my heart. It was so close. And he almost killed me. And I could feel myself almost collapsing. But I saw him look at you. And with the power of my love, I persevered and I fought him away, and he ran off into the woods. He dropped his knife. No, he didn't. He didn't drop his knife. This knife has to disappear. Fuck. Actually, wiping off handprints is very easy. Just do that with your shirt. And then your phone. And now we just need to call the police, ambulance. And we'll be okay. And then we get to be together, and we'll be the survivors. And the world will love us, and I will love you, and you'll love me. And that's what's gonna happen, okay? When I press dial, that is what's going to happen.